Hey everybody, welcome back to my channel. So I want you to close your eyes for a second, and I want you to think back to the last time that you felt completely in tune with your body. Remember that feeling of predictable energy, clear thoughts, and a sense of just effortless vitality, right? Okay, so now open your eyes, and if that feeling seems like a distant memory, if your body is now speaking a language that you don't understand, right? That no one ever taught you, then you're in the right place today, okay? So we're gonna be having the perimenopause talk, you know, the talk that nobody gave you. Maybe they did, they didn't give it to me. This is the one, y'all, I really wish that I had when I was in my late 30s, okay? And it's a conversation that will honestly help you understand what is happening, and most importantly, what to do about it, right? So let me just share this real quickly. Perimenopause is not a mysterious diagnosis. It's a completely natural transitional phase that the majority of women experience. Why does it feel so mysterious? Well, because nobody really sat us down and said, hey, here's what you can expect, or what's going to start happening in your body in your late 30s and 40s. You know, at least no one did it for me. And they definitely didn't tell me how to work with it and not fight it, okay? Perimenopause is the transitional phase that leads up to menopause, and it can last for a long time, sometimes up to 8 years, okay? It's when your hormones, especially estrogen and progesterone, start doing their own thing. I want you to think of it less like an on and off switch and more like a dimmer switch, you know, that flickering randomly, okay? 1 month, you know, estrogen is surging, making you feel energetic, maybe a little more irritable. The next is taking a nosedive and you're feeling foggy and just tired, you know, fatigue. Well, your body feels the effects of every single one of those shifts, okay? We're talking mood swings, anxiety, sleep disruption, changes to your digestion, and even, you know, your skin and your weight. Here's the part nobody tells you. Perimenopause does not always announce its arrival with a classic hot flash or missed periods. For a lot of women, it begins much more subtle, but deeply unsettling, okay? You might start asking yourself, is this just stress? Is it my thyroid? Am I doing something wrong? Well, let's dive into some of those unspoken symptoms that are actually whispers from your hormones. First one, brain fog, and second guessing. Have you ever walked into a room and forgot why you were there? A struggle to find the right word in a conversation. That's not just getting older, y'all. Estrogen plays a crucial role, okay, in brain function and memory. When it dips and dives, it can temporarily affect your focus and your clarity, leaving you with that frustrating brain fog. Maybe you have sudden irritability or anxiety, okay? If you're suddenly feeling on edge or more anxious than usual, or maybe finding yourself flying off the handle over small things, y'all, this could be a sign. Progesterone is your calming hormone. It's what helps you feel relaxed. As progesterone starts to decline, that natural chill button isn't as effective, okay? It's gonna, you know, you may feel more prone to mood swings, okay? Or maybe you have constant tiredness and fatigue. Say you're sleeping 8 hours, but you still wake up feeling exhausted, or maybe you hit a wall, right, of fatigue every single afternoon around 2 or 3 o'clock. Y'all, this is a hallmark of perimenopause. It's a double whammy. Fluctuating hormones can disrupt your sleep quality, even if you're not waking up throughout the night, and your body's stress response can become less efficient, draining your energy reserves, okay? Or maybe you have persistent bloating and digestive issues. That bloating sticks around no matter what you eat, right? The gut and your hormones are deeply connected, okay? As your hormones fluctuate, they can slow down your digestion and change your gut microbiome, leading to discomfort and bloating that feels impossible to get rid of. Or maybe you're noticing changes in your body composition and your weight. If your healthy meals and your usual workouts are not working like they used to, you're not imagining it, okay? As estrogen declines, your body's metabolism and fat storage patterns shift. You might find fat starting to collect around the belly, even if you're doing everything the same that you've always done, right? And here's the critical part, y'all. The strategies that worked for you in your 20s and 30s, like crushing those high intensity workouts or relying on restrictive diets, they often stop working in perimenopause because your body is now wired differently, okay? Intense, prolonged workouts can increase your cortisol levels, which can actually add to fatigue and hormonal imbalance, okay? And restrictive dieting, this can further stress your system, sending a message to your body to hold on to fat. So you're not doing anything wrong. Your body is simply asking for a new kind of support, okay? And this is where I come in, y'all. I help women in perimenopause stop the guessing game and start aligning their nutrition, lifestyle, and routines with what their hormones actually need in this unique season, okay? We don't do crash diets or magic powders. We don't do that. We use real science-backed strategies that are simple but incredibly effective, okay? This means supporting your gut by focusing on gut-healthy foods and habits, okay, to improve digestion and reduce bloating. Also focusing on balancing your blood sugar, not just to prevent a crash, but to provide a steady stream of energy for your brain and your body throughout the day. So this can be something as simple as adding a source of protein and healthy fat to every single meal. We also focus on calming your nervous system. Y'all, this is key, okay? We integrate gentle movement, short breath work exercises, and mindful moments to lower your cortisol and create a feeling of calm from the inside out. When you support your body, y'all, in these foundational ways, when you honor how it works now, not how it worked 15 years ago, you can start to feel like you again, okay? Like for real, y'all, I'm a testimony. So if your body feels unfamiliar lately, if you're doing all the things and still feeling off, and if you're wondering, is this perimenopause? The answer might be yes, y'all. And listen, you deserve real holistic support that actually works. So if this video resonated with you, please, y'all, give it a big thumbs up. It helps other women who are feeling lost and confused find this information. And be sure to subscribe, please, to my channel for more honest, empowering content on navigating this new chapter. Hit that notification bell so you don't miss a thing. And also, I would absolutely love to hear from you in the comments below. What has been the most unexpected change you've noticed in your body lately? For me, it was the stubborn belly fat, okay? Y'all, let's build a supportive community where we can share our experiences, okay? You're not by yourself. And if you're ready to get started on your journey to feeling, you know, good again, vibrant, I've created a free resource just for you. And yes, it is free. All you have to do is just go to the descriptions below. You'll see it there. It's packed, y'all, with simple, actionable tips that you can implement today. Thank you so much for watching. And I want you to remember, understanding your body is the first step, okay, to feeling your best. I'll see you in the next video.